Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, December 21st, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by A-Logic. Leading off today, with iOS 15.2 now officially available, some of the attention is starting to shift internally to iOS 16. As such, according to a new report from iPhoneSoft, based on the knowledge of someone running an internal build of iOS 16, Apple is reportedly planning to drop support for the iPhone 6S, the iPhone 6S Plus, and the original iPhone SE. And on the iPad side of things, iPadOS 16 is said to be incompatible with the iPad Mini 4, the iPad Air 2, the iPad 5, and the iPad Pro from 2015. Of course, nothing is official until Apple announces iOS 16 at WWDC 2022, but iPhoneSoft has correctly reported the device support ahead of time for both iOS 13 and iOS 14. The publication did, however, incorrectly report last year that the original iPhone SE and the iPhone 6S would not be supported by iOS 15. Ultimately, iOS 15 went on to support all of the same devices as iOS 14. Assuming that iPhoneSoft is correct this year, this would mean that iOS 16 would require an A10 chip as the minimum spec to be able to get the latest features. And if the iPhone SE and the iPhone 6S are actually dropped from support, it's still been an incredibly long lifespan of new features and bug fixes, with the iPhone 6S having first been released in late 2015 and the iPhone SE in early 2016. In other news today, Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo is out with a new investor note offering some new details on what to expect from the iPhone 14 and even its successor in 2023. In the investor note, Kuo predicted that the iPhone 14 will feature a 48-megapixel camera lens, doubling down on his previous predictions that the iPhone 14 Pro will feature an increase in camera megapixels. But of course, something to keep in mind here is that having additional megapixels doesn't necessarily mean that the final output resolution will be 48 megapixels. An increase in megapixels theoretically means more detail when you show photos at large sizes. So it's possible that the output images from the iPhone 14 Pro will still be 12 megapixels in resolution, but Apple might opt to use a smart scaling algorithm that takes the raw 48 megapixel data and creates a 12 megapixel output image with more detail and less noise. This is something that is actually already being done by some other high-end Android phones. And looking further into the future, Kuo predicts that the iPhones coming in the second half of 2023 will feature new periscope lenses for the first time. In practice, this means that the iPhone should feature greater optical zoom capabilities. We're still waiting on more details on how exactly Apple plans to design a periscope lens for the iPhone, but given that this isn't expected to come until the second half of 2023, we expect more rumors over the next 2 years. We are sponsored by A-Logic. To celebrate the launch of A-Logic's new Blaze dock and hub, we are teaming up with the company to give away Apple's latest M1 MacBook Pro to one lucky listener. A-Logic's new Blaze dock features 3 USB-C and Thunderbolt ports for exceptionally fast data transfer speeds, as well as 3 USB-A ports at 100 gigabits and 1 USB-A port for mobile device charging. There's also gigabit Ethernet and headphone-microphone connections and an SD card 4.0 reader. Meanwhile, the Blaze Hub is one of the most compact and powerful Thunderbolt 4 docks on the market. Just like the Blaze dock, it's built with 3 USB-C and Thunderbolt downstream ports for breakneck data transfer. You can hit the link in the show notes below for details on how to enter to win the latest M1 MacBook Pro, and details on how to get 10% off the new A-Logic Blaze Hub and Dock with code A-Logic10. Rounding out today, at WWDC in June, Apple unveiled its ambitious plans to allow users in participating states to store their IDs in the Wallet application. This feature was initially slated to launch sometime this year, but it ended up being delayed until 2022. Now, the Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, has announced that it plans to begin accepting digital licenses starting next year. When support for storing IDs in Wallet was first announced at WWDC, Apple Pay Vice President Jennifer Bailey touted that the TSA was working to enable airport security checkpoints as one of the first places you'd be able to use your digital IDs. This is what now seems to be coming to fruition. According to the announcement, the TSA is planning to begin accepting mobile driver's licenses in airports as part of a pilot program starting in February of 2022. The feature will launch first at 2 state airports in February, then expand to 2 more locations in March. The process will work by simply requiring a traveler to tap their iPhone on an NFC reader or to use a QR code scanner. This is part of TSA's plans for a phased rollout of this technology across airports in the United States, including support for IDs in Apple Wallet. But at this point, it's unclear which 4 airports in the U.S. will participate in this pilot program, and Apple has promised that the feature will launch first in Arizona, Connecticut, Georgia, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, Oklahoma, and Utah. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.